Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guard in your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the cankerworm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High. The word of the Lord further comes unto me, saying that this is a season and this is a time of new opportunities. This is a time where you're going to be gathering possibly social events. For this is a time where you're going to begin to pursue your goals. And yet this is a time where the Lord says he's going to bring some new opportunities in the area of career. You'll also begin to see that some good things are coming your way. For the Lord says unto thee, I raise thee up and I bring increase around thee. For the Lord also says unto thee that even around the 23rd of this month, he says, protect your work. Protect your health during that season as well. The Spirit further says unto thee, it seems as if that something of a deep-rooted nature concerning someone close to you is coming to surface. And yet the Lord says, begin to pray for them and begin to encourage them and be there for them. I see celebration with a group or groups of people. For your leadership in this season shall begin to emerge and rise, yea, even in this hour. And the Lord says, begin to allow the creative child in you to begin to come forth, yea, even in this season, because you will surely, surely begin to prosper. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Brother Roderick. I just hear God saying, I hear music around you. I don't know if you do anything with music, but I hear God saying that this is time for you to write. Write. And God said you're going to begin to write some checks through the writing that you're going to be doing. You're going to write some checks into manifestation. God says it shall bring forth a great and mighty return, and you shall see the increase, God says. But this is the season to write and to stay in his presence and to seek his face. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Roderick. I just heard poetic justice. God says that these things that you write, and when people read them, it opens up their mind, it opens up their heart as to not the everyday mundane thing, but the internal thing. God says to continue your writing and publishing. Publish, publish, publish. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Roderick. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, recognition. For Father God says, this is your hour of power and your season of grace. I so agree with the prophet that has spoken. For Father God says, you're coming into a new season of reward. Father God says, grow not weary in your well-doing, man of God. This is your season of justice. I hear Father God saying, pack the boxes for the move. For Father God says, you've been in the season of the test before the blessing, but you're coming up and you're coming out. And I hear Father God saying, great is thy faithfulness and great is thy reward. And I just hear Father God saying, he's touching your mind and your emotions in this season, even your mental and psychological state. Father God says, you're in the new season of spiritual development. And Father God says, dream the bigger dream, man of God. Plan and organize in this season for God's strength and your abilities. Success, prosperity, and victory are your portion, and especially in the areas of any legal matters. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you will be blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. Brother Roderick, thank you, man of God. It's good hearing from you. Thank you. You should also be getting some other files from me, a special ebook, Mastering Your Success Workbook, a couple of the different teaching audios. So keep an eye on your inbox, and that should be coming this way. The Lord says favor, favor, favor. There's some challenges in relationships for the next few weeks or so. Stay focused. Seems like a simple argument can blow out into something. So use wisdom and don't make decisions out of your flesh, but make decisions from out of the spirit. Don't get caught up in stuff, saith the Lord of hosts. For this is a season where the Lord says people are going to be just bombarding you, coming from left and right, trying to break your focus, trying to cause you to be uncentered. But the Lord says, center yourself in me and do not let impatience nor arrogance, or better yet, he says, do not let anger or aggression have its place in thee, because impatience can cause you to make hasty decisions and move out of the timing of the Lord. The enemy wants to break your focus, but God says, keep your eyes stayed on him. For no man of God, that this is a season that as you're moving forward, the Lord says promotion and elevation. Promotion. Now, don't expect things to go the way you want them to go in this month, but be flexible. And as you do that, you'll see that you'll rise up. For change is coming, but change is going to bless you. In November, you're going to begin to see a turn of some things a turnaround in some things surrounding your domestic, your place of dwelling is about to turn around. Don't put a whole lot of promises out there because you won't be able to keep them. I'm also sensing that in December, it's going to be a time when you're going to really get in touch with your spiritual side. And God says, get out and be about surrounding water and nature to begin to bring about a level of balance. For the Lord says, I bring thee much in this hour, and yea, even in this season. Great increase is coming your way. This miracle seed of 111 shall cause you to come into three blessings, three doors, three opportunities. The shifting. The Lord says, I honor thee, my son. I honor thee in this season. And I will bless the works of your hands. I will cause you to prosper. Through all the chaos, I'll cause you to prosper. And that is the word of the Lord. Thank you, Brother Roderick.